We are learning Masechtas Nedarim, Daf Pei Amid Beis, and we're starting on top of the Amid, on top of Daf Pei Amid Beis. And the Mishnah said, Im Erchatz, Im Loy Erchatz, that's example, according to the Rabbanon, of Nidre Inu Nefesh. And Rabbi Yossi argues. So he said, what's the case of Im Erchatz? He says that I am not going to, Rechitza, I'm asking Rechitza Alai La'olam, if I'm Erchatz Hayom. That means she's saying that she's not going to bathe forever if she bathes today. And we said, according to the Rabbanon, since she can't bathe even one day, so that's because if she bathes today, she'll be also forever. Therefore, it's called Inyan Nefesh. According to the Rav Yossi, he holds Rechitz is not called Inyan Nefesh. So the Gemara says, Shana is Im Erchatz. You answer the words Im Erchatz. The words Im Loy Erchatz, Hechidami, what is the case of the Neder Im Loy Erchatz? What's the structure of that Neder? The Gemara says, Ilei Ma Da Omra, maybe it means she said, Titzer Hanas Rechitza La'olam Elai. She asks the hana of rechitza forever im loy erchatz hayom. She does not bathe today. So then, what's the problem? La hafara. Let her just bathe today. Titzchi. Let her bathe today, and then shalom Yisrael. Everything is fine. She'll bathe today. She won't become usher in bathing. It's not a shalvin and nefesh. So that can't be the neder. So what does it mean im loy erchatz? Am Rav Yehuda, Damra Hanas Rechitza Laila Olam. She says, "I'm going to aser all Hana, all benefit from bathing forever. Im Loy Erchatz Be Mishra. If I don't go today into this disgusting bath, she says that if I don't bathe in that disgusting pool today, Be Mishra is usually stuff you soak the flax in this water, and the water becomes very smelly. And she said, if I don't go into this smelly water today, so then I'm going to be usher to bathe forever. So now, this is inu nefesh, because the only way to save herself from not bathing the rest of her life is she has to go into this main mishra. So therefore, that's called inu nefesh, because she has to go into the main mishra now, into this smelly water, and therefore, the baal can be made for it according to the Rabbanan. So that's the case. Right now, we're learning im erchatz, im loy erchatz, those are the two parts of the nedarim, the darim of im erchatz, darim loy erchatz. So Gemara asks, the Kavasei, it says right after that, Im Eskashet, Im Loy Eskashet. The Kavasei, the Ktani, Im Loy Eskashet, what do you have to say the case is? Im Eskashet, that you could say the same way, that she says, I am asering Kishut Loylam, I'm asering to beautify myself forever if I don't beautify myself today. So that's called Inu Nefesh, according to the Rabbana, that's good. But what's Im Loy Eskashet? You have to touch. Loy Eskasha means I am mastering kishut. I'm mastering putting on makeup forever. If I don't cover myself today with neft, neft is like tar, something like that. Im loy eskashet, the ktonim loy eskashet. Im loy eskashet neft lichlechu. If the case im loy eskashet means she says I'm going to ask her kishut forever. If I'm not meskashet beneft, so that's not called kishut. So it's a kashet and a loshen. You wouldn't be called loy iskashet. Iskashet is not a, you don't use a loshen iskashet. What? On America, it's, yeah, you're bathing yourself in the smelly water. It's still called bathing, because you're bathing in the water. Mashenkin, kishut inherently means to beautify yourself or to put on makeup, to cover yourself with tar. That's not called kishut. So it can't be that special in the Mishnah because of this loshen problem. The Ran speaks out. Shumatunuf umasriach, but lishna ba'alma kashleis. Loshen shver. Hechi korale kishut, adar lichlechu. It's dirt. So Gemara says, Pshat is like this. Om Rav Yehuda, the Omra Hanas Rechitza La'olam Alayim Erchatz Hayoyim, which means it's someone not Geres Hayoyim, but it's very similar to the first way of learning, that the Im Erchatz means, I am Asering Hana Rechitza forever if Im Erchatz Hayoyim. Then what does Lo Erchatz mean? V'Shavuah Lo Erchatz. So the first Im Erchatz means a Neder, Im Lo Erchatz means a Shavuah. She says that I'm asering the Hanas Ritzah forever if I don't bathe today. That's a neder. Or she says, a shvua, I'm not going to bathe. So both those cases are in an nefesh according to the Rabbanon, and you can be made for it. How do you say it by kishut? Hanas kishut laila oilam m'skash tayoim. I'm asering the kishut forever if I am m'skash tayoim. V'shvua shaloy iskashit. And he makes a shvua shaloy iskashit. Amalei. So Akabanim, that's the way we learn our Mishnah. One's a Shvuah, one's an Ed, and everything's Gevaldik. Now the Ran speaks out that Lefizeh, you don't have to be Geres Hayoim anymore. Before on Amud Aleph, Amud Aleph had said, why do you have to say Hayoim? Why do you have to speak out that it was Hayoim? Because we had a Kasha that he shouldn't have called it Ein Zayin Nefesh, just said Tnai Ein Bo Yin Nefesh. So then when we said, it means Hayoim, because if it's an ayyam, you couldn't say that tonight doesn't have inyan nefesh, because of mashma, it is beinoy lebinah. And Rav Yossi holds, even one day is not called, one day is not called beinoy lebinah. But now that we said pshat, that the second half of it, imloy erchatz, is a shvua, so now it makes sense why Rav Yossi uses the lashon that ain elu nidri nefesh, because going also on shvua, and that's a shvua shle erchatz la'olam, so he's saying, that's not called inyan nefesh, and now you don't have to change the lashon of the neder and say hayyim. So it means like this. According to the Ran Maskana, im erchatz means she says anos v'chitza alayla oylam im erchatz and shvuos le'erchatz. And Rabbi Yosi goes on that says ain elu nidri nefesh. He holds that rechitza is not called nefesh because he holds that not bathing is not called inu nefesh. Now the Ran speaks out. Why does he give two cases? Im erchatz, which is a neder with a tnai, and loy erchatz, case of shvua. So he says each one's a chiddush for each man diyama. The first case is a chiddush for your rabbanon. The case of tonight is a chiddush for your rabbanon. That even though, like we said yesterday, because even though you could take at least one shower, because it activates it after one shower, but one shower you could take. So the chiddush that's still called inyan nefesh from right now already. And the chiddush of shvua is that for Rabbi Yosi, even if you say a shvua shloy erchatz, still it's not called inyan nefesh. Even if you said never going to be erchatz again in my life, it's still called. If that's still called inu, not called inu nefesh. That's why it says the two ways of the neder. Huh?
Why do you
learn
on the two questions and neder the tnai
with shuah straight out? No, the lashon says im erchatz. Im means if I erchatz. That was a kasha. It can't be a neder. There was koinim im erchatz. It doesn't make sense. If someone says, I'm answering im erchatz, what does it mean? So we had to say it means something else. When it comes to a shuah, you could say, it says, the lashon of Mishnah is im erchatz, the im loy erchatz. But shvua, you can say either. You can see it ties you better when it's something like a lashon. If I can't do this, shvua shloy erchatz. I guess either you're saying there's a lashon im also. Enchanami, I hear the question, but we the im is always stands like a tenai, especially by neder where it can't be on my maisa. It has to be it's a cheftza. So there, it's you're asking the hanoi, you're asking the cheftza. It could be it's easier to say over there, but shvua, you're right. You're saying shvua says an im loy erchatz also, but you have to say that it's going on a shvua, and the lashon im is lav dafka. That's what you have to say. So the Gemara, vayta on Levi Rashi, ha elu nedarim v'shvuas nabayil elu misni. The Mishnah, the parak starts off, ve'elu nedarim. L'chayra, if im loy erchatz was a shvua, it should have spoke out, ve'elu nedarim v'shvuas. That's what it should have said. It should have said like that. Zok the Gemara, enchanami, tini, Samalei, Tani, Elon Dharm Shwurz. Taka, you're right. Change the Mishnah and Bigar is the Dharma Shwurz. Vibai Sema Shwurz Nami Hainu Dharm. Another tarot is that sometimes we say Elon Dharm, it can include Shwur. What's the Raya? That's not into the Mishnah. The Mishnah in the first parak. That if someone says Kenidre Rishaim, the Loch is not Dharma Nazir over carbon of a Shwur. So even though you said the word Nidre Rishaim, but Shwur is included in that, because Shwur is included in Dharma. Dharma is a general term for both Shwurz and nedarim, and therefore, it's not shver anymore. That says el nedarim because including everything. Dr. Gemara Vayter. So it comes out that according to the Rabbanon that there's a rechitza being abstaining from rechitza is called inu nefesh, and according to Rabbi Yossi, it's not called inu nefesh. Now we have to speak out. What about if it's one day of rechitza? Is that called inu nefesh according to Rabbanon or not? So really, if you regurgitate the word hayoyim before in the neder, so then you see even one day of abstaining from rechitza is called inu nefesh under Rabbanon. But maskonos gemara, like we spoke of in the round, you don't have to be regurgitate hayoyim anymore. And the reason is somehow because of Rabbi Yosi's, the Taina Rabbi Yosi's answer back of ein eli nidri nefesh. But the round says you don't have to be regurgitate hayoyim. So the Rekveger is medayik from the round that the fize it's not mukach that one day is called inu nefesh. Missing one day of bathing maybe not called inu nefesh. So according to the Ran, Kivega learns that one day is not called inyan nefesh, but the gra is medayik from the other rishayim who say mefurish that we're talking about taka hayoyim. We're still talking about hayoyim. Both the Rosh and Tosfos basically say mefurish that we're talking about hayoyim. So it comes out from Tosfos and the Rosh. Even one day is called inyan nefesh according to the Rabbanon. Just keep it on machlokes in mind. The machlokes rishayim if one day is called inyan nefesh according to the Rabbanon. So more as a kasha now. Do the Rabbanon hold that rechitza is called affliction? Kiloi rachto, we don't bathe. Raminu asked you a kasha. It says in a brisa, in Mistechus Yuma, Afbish, also the Kula, in his car, so the Baikhov Shoise, Baisim Lachavavan. Maybe it's a Mishnah, I think it's a brisa, I'm not sure. It's a Mishnah or brisa in Yuma that says, Afbish, also the Kula, ain't oinish chorus, ela ba'oichel v'shoyse v'oishim lachom vad. That even though there are the chamisha inuyim that are usher on Yom Kippur, but the only ones he chayiv chorus for is eating, drinking, and doing malacha. Doing malacha is the first of pasuk. The pasuk says clearly that is a chayiv chorus. But how do you know dafka achila v'shia? So the one of the drashas are, it says in the pasuk called nefesh asher lo yiseuna, any soul that does not afflict himself, avati vevati, and he'll get chorus. Since it puts the word se'una next to the word vavarati with darshan, it has to be an inui that is even nefesh. What's an inui that is even nefesh? That's achila v'shia. That's achila v'shia. So we learn that from there. Those are the two things out of the chamisha inuyim, which would be chayev karas. That means all the chamisha inuyim are tashvamita, nil sasandal, sicha, rechitza. So those things would not be chayev misa. The only thing chayev misa only achila v'shia. Those are the only things that chayiv misa. Aviyam is kilo rechitza, kilo rechitza inui. If you say that if you miss one day of bathing, that's inui. So when it says in Yom Kippur, you have to ma'an yourself. So it's referring to rechitza. Aviyam is kapurim kirochas l'chayiv karas. Because you were not ma'an yourself. You had a rechitza. If we're learning now that rechitza one day, that's called inui. So then l'chayiv should be chayiv karas. Amar Rava. So Rava answers, like this. Rava answers, so the Ran speaks out, you could have answered that rechitza, you're right, it's called inui, but it's not chayav karas because it's not vavadati. We just spoke out the drash of vavadati, that's next to the word vavadati, even nefesh. So the Ran says, it's going, the Gemara's teretz is defeated, other man, the Yamu, it doesn't darsh in that drash of vavadati. So the question is, l'charis v'chayav, because that's called inui. So the Gemara answers like this, Amar Rava miyon the kral, the Gemara v'chayav, the chsiv tanu asnafshe seichem, milsa the yoda inuya. You have to realize the inu. Hashta, right now. Rechitz l'yod inu hashta. It's not realized right now. Gavnei darim, the chitz kol neder v'chol shvuas isel. Anas nefesh, milsa da'as de inu, leil de inu, v'chilei rochza as de inu. The Gemara ends like this, that in the pasuk, it's mashma, something that right now is nicker, or right now is called the inu. It depends on the pshat of the rikvega or the gra. Akaponim, Tanav Shusech of Mashma, that right now you have an inui. So also we'll go to the Rishonim hold that even one day is called the inui. So he says it's still chalak. Why? Because one day of missing a bath, it's not nicker in the person the inui. When a person's fasting, that day already, it's nicker, he's in pain. By not eating that day, it's nicker already is inui. Masha Eken, one day, even if you hold one day is called inui nefesh, it's not something that's realized on the spot. It'll be realized a day later. That day, it's not nicker, he didn't take a shower. It's always after the full day of not taking a shower, that's when it'll be nicker. And therefore, in the Yom Kippur, it says, Tanu Shav Seichem, today, be ma'ani yourself, it's only something that right now looks like an inui. Masha'ikin Adarim, it says, Le'anis Nefesh, which means something that comes to the inui. L'maisa Rechitza will come to the inui, and therefore, it's called inui nefesh. So we're answering like this. We had a kasha, Rabbanon hold that Rechitza is called inui, I am Kippur, you see not Chayav Karas, the Teretz is, that you're only Chayav Karas, something that the inui is recognized right now. And for something that's not recognized right now, there's no inu. Now, if either Ran that learns that one day is not an inu l'rabbanon, so stamazoi, the Gemara's teretz is even more simple. The Gemara's teretz is that one day is not an inu. One day is not inu at all. And therefore, it's not called Tanav Shusechem. If either Ran that learns before that fear of no inu, it's more geshmak, it's easier to understand the idea of this chilek between Yom Kippur and Neder.